Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
There are new statistics from CyberSafe Ireland which reveal how much time our children are spending online and what they're doing. 43% of 8 to 13-year-olds chat to people they've never met in real life. 92% of them have their own smart device. Nearly 4,000 children from that age group were surveyed. John Wills is a psychologist and school training officer from schoolsupports.com. John, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Mary. Thanks for having me.
John, I know you do workshops with children, you meet parents and you train teachers to deal with issues around internet use. Tell me your thoughts around the findings of this survey and what it tells us.
I suppose, had I seen this 5 years ago, I'd have questioned the veracity of the research. But the figures are what they are, and the 43% is sadly, I'm not surprised by it. It tells us what it informs us of as a society is that children are using technology and technology platforms in a way never that they never did before. So a lot of that would likely be contact with strangers via online gaming, and with the fall away of the popularity of social media like Facebook, there's a lot more of the instant messaging apps, which can increase risks for children.
Some of it, like you, I suppose, I wasn't surprised by, because, you know, we've been incrementally increasing all of this over the last number of years. But I was surprised to read that children are spending 4 or more hours per day online. And that actually, when you put it all together, you're talking 61 days of every year out of their lives online, on screen.
Yeah. That's, it's a profound amount
huge.
Of use. Yeah. It is. And it's particularly worrying. And I wouldn't be surprised, I mean, I'm not sure whether the study showed it, but certainly in my experience, a lot of that time spent is near enough to bedtime when they're on it. Mm. So that then can, you know, have other impacts around their general well-being, ability to get a good night's sleep from the sheer amount of time they're on it. And then, you know, then our children are more and more, you know, tired. And then the knocks of life that can come along can, you know, take the extra toll, because, you know, it does hammer away at resilience.
Spending all that time online, is it interfering with, you say, resilience? Does it interfere with communication skills, interaction with others?
Well, certainly, I suppose, from my experience, when I would work clinically seeing children with anxiety who would come to me, you would certainly see that an aspect of it, not causal, but certainly a variable that couldn't be ignored, would be the, you know, using technology quite close to going to bed, and then that disrupts their sleep. And of course, in children, it's over time that sleep disturbance can then manifest itself in teachers seeing it in the classroom, the difficulties that has, and then the further consequences that it has.
You talk to teachers all the time. Do teachers have to deal with the consequences, whether that's tiredness or attention deficit in the classroom? And do they have the skill set to deal with it?
Teachers have a very difficult job, and I suppose since 2013 with the new guidelines on anti-bullying, it has brought a focus into issues that happen to children using technology, you know, coming into the room. And I suppose teachers would be aware of the many that I would speak to would be very much aware of its impact at times on the ability to do school work. And then I suppose more seriously, potentially in issues that teachers themselves, and as we saw, the statistics say that 59% of teachers would be dealing with potential incidents in their classroom. Mm. So that could range from things such as, you know, peer-to-peer bullying coming into the classroom that happened online, to perhaps inappropriate posts that then are connected in some way with other students within the classroom, and then the teachers are left trying to deal with that. And to answer your question, Mary, probably the level of training they get would be fairly inferior to what they'd need.
And I suppose parents probably get no training at all, really, that you're working on instinct at every step along the way. But let's just go back a minute and talk about an 8-year-old having a smart device. No surprise there?
No surprise, but certainly worrying. Once you give a child a smartphone, you open up a world. If it's not filtered and the parental controls aren't activated, and even with that, there's limits. You know, the child is now has a lot at the end of their fingertips, literally, that they can access. And unless it is monitored very closely, you know, there can be consequences of that.
I always think it's really unfair and you haven't done this, I'm not saying you have, to dump on parents, but the the monitoring thing, and I'm out of the loop now of young children and monitoring, but you know, sometimes that the stresses of a child who can whine and go on and on and on when you take away their smartphone or you turn off the internet or whatever it is, may lead you just to get a half an hour's peace yourself to put it back on again, to give them back the smart device. And you know, an hour can go by, 2 hours can go by before you realise, Jeannie, they've been online for the past 2 hours. But parents need help, don't they, as well? Or do they just need to step up and be parents?
Well, I mean, there may be, you know, there is, as they say, no is a full sentence, and sometimes children need to hear that. And, you know, but at the same time, you have to acknowledge the predicament that parents are in. There's a wave of technology being used. It's not going away. Smartphones are ubiquitous. There's a lot of them there. However, the benefit of all of that is there's never been more ways to keep them safe. Some of those ways are built into technology that parents should be familiarizing themselves with, such as parental controls, you know, that can enable a smartphone to be relatively safe, must stress relatively safe for a child to be using. But I would be certainly suggesting to hold them back from the smartphones until the 13 age at minimum. Of course, it's getting harder to do that.
And of course, they shouldn't be on certain websites before they're 13 anyway.
That's right. A lot of the guidelines relating to social media platforms would put the average age at around 13 very, very often. So there should be that awareness that, look, 8 years of age, as it said, 48% of 8-year-olds signing up to social media. I mean, I'd really love to know which ones they are, but I would imagine it's the likes of the Snapchats, you know, the Instagram and those.
And, you know, children are always well ahead, aren't they, of the game? And this is technology. This is their world. They understand. They instinctively understand it.
They do. They do. They learn very much in the real world with it. They learn from each other. And they learn in the fun way. And I suppose it's important to remind ourselves that they generally are having fun with it. And that's how they learn. But the trouble is they don't have world life experience that adults do have. So they come to it with a naivety. And when I hear this word of savvy children, sometimes I slightly have to go, well, you know, savvy is being wise about something. And often there isn't that for the child.
Mm. Give us a few do's and don'ts for parents, maybe just before we go. Just a few ways they can mitigate potential damage.
Okay, well, mitigating potential damage, first of all, supervision, insofar as that can be managed. And obviously that can be helped by having for children to be aware that their parents are in the loop. So communication at home around it, awareness about what the apps the children are using would be important. The second thing very important would be for parents to just familiarise themselves with the controls that the technology gives that they can put on. That's important. Mm. I would say time limits. Certainly, trying to keep the time limits per day down, as this study shows, they're on it for a huge amount of time. That needs to be really brought back. And I would say 90 minutes before bed, if possible, not to be on the technology, so that the brain can kind of, you know, quieten down so they can get a good chance of a decent night's sleep. And I suppose one thing parents might do that would be rather prudent is to ask their children themselves, listen, can you show me how to set my account up? Because you see, that will give them an indication as to, well, how aware is my child of the safety settings? Mm. Where do they go to set them
up? Because that's savvy by the parent.
Listen, how do I do it?
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, John, thank you very much for joining us. John Wills, they're a psychologist and the school training officer from schoolsupports.com.